Take a look at the smokestack exhaust at the Brandon Shores power plant near Baltimore, Maryland, and what you see is largely water vapor. That's because pollution controls have been installed in the plant to comply with current state regulations and anticipated new federal mandates.
We're very comfortable we're going to be able to comply with all of the rules.
John Quinn heads the Environmental Affairs Office at Constellation Energy, the utility that owns a wide mix of power plants. Quinn says over the past decade, the company has worked hard to reduce pollution at its coal-fired plant in Baltimore.
For the contaminants in the coal, we either use something to grab the particles out of the air, we scrub, and then for the nitrogen, we use catalytic converters.
EPA's new cross-state air pollution rule targets pollutants from coal-fired power plants that cause smog and acid rain. The new rule requires plants in 27 states to reduce sulfur dioxide, or SO2, and nitrogen oxide, or NOx, with controls like the scrubber Constellation Energy installed at Brandon Shores in 2010. Quinn says the $800 million system reduces SO2 by 95%, much better than the 73% target the federal law will require to protect states downwind.
You can scrub sulfur out of the air after it becomes part of the emission stream. And there's a chemical reaction, and the sulfur falls out in a gypsum slurry. And that product can be used in a lot of variety of ways, including wallboard.
EPA Assistant Administrator Gina McCarthy says the cleaner air resulting from the new standard will save an estimated $280 billion per year in health care costs. She says that benefit far outweighs the estimated cost of capital investments and annual emissions reductions to comply with the new rule.
We will be reducing, starting in 2014 and every year thereafter, 34,000 premature deaths, 1.8 million lost work days. These are significant health benefits for three-quarters of the U.S. population.
Jeffrey Homestead was the architect of a similar emissions reduction standard when he served as assistant administrator of the EPA under former President George W. Bush. That mandate was thrown out by a federal judge in 2008 for not meeting the requirements of the Clean Air Act. Homestead thinks the new rule will survive judicial challenge, but he's concerned about how power plant operators will respond to other EPA rules still on the way. They include mercury and air toxic standards. EPA is also expected to rule later this year on climate-changing greenhouse gas emissions, such as carbon dioxide. Homestead says the costs of complying with such rules will make it hard for utilities and factories to run profitably in an already difficult U.S. economy.
I think EPA's view is, you know, the cost is acceptable, and I think the industry's view is that EPA is really underestimating the cost.
Homestead, like many politically conservative critics of the EPA, fears the regulatory climate will cause many U.S. manufacturers either to shut down their operations or move their factories overseas.
Over the last number of years, the manufacturing sector has shrunk. And just the number of new requirements coming out of EPA, I think there's significant concern, especially in areas where we have heavy manufacturing today, that they just won't be competitive in global markets, given the increase in the cost of electricity.
That's not the scenario envisioned by EPA officials. Assistant Administrator Gina McCarthy says power plant upgrades like those at Brandon Shores can create thousands of new jobs. And she says the new rules make industries more competitive by requiring that older, dirtier plants either close or comply with the same clean air rules as newer facilities. McCarthy notes that proposed agency rules for reducing mercury and other toxic air pollutants have been delayed for decades, and she believes it's past time for the EPA to act.
Believe it or not, that in this country, nationally, we have no national standard for toxics, for the largest sector that emits toxic pollution.
While critics of the agency in Congress and private industry oppose tighter regulations because of concerns about their potential economic harm, EPA's Gina McCarthy says the new rules make sense both for the U.S. economy and for public health.
we're doing what we're supposed to do. We're implementing the Clean Air Act, and we're doing it in the most cost-effective way that we can.
Back at the Brandon Shores power plant near Baltimore, Environmental Affairs Manager John Quinn says Constellation Energy has kept pace with change.
It justifies the expenditures we've made over the last 10 years.
Constellation Energy has managed to stay ahead of the regulatory curve. EPA officials hope its compliance with the stricter clean air rules will be a model for other U.S. companies, and they hope that success will strengthen the agency's case against its vocal and powerful critics. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.